The Sharing Space
on the Clement Magnatella Show.
702.
Time for The Sharing Space. On The Sharing Space today, we've got an email we received on cm@702.co.za. So you know how we do it on The Sharing Space. I'm going to read this email. So this is where we share our stories on The Sharing Space. We share our stories, what happened this weekend, what happened in your relationship, in your family, with your sibling, with your friends, at work. And normally we share our experiences about whatever a particular listener is raising. And sometimes listeners tell us a story and they ask for advice. So if you have advice for this listener, whatever they're asking, please give us a call. Or maybe you don't have advice, you just want to share with us what your experience has been. Now, the email goes as follows. Hi Clement, I hope you're good. So I'm turning 29. In fact, I turned 29 this past weekend and I spent it with close friends and family. When I arrived home later that day, my partner and I had an argument about something and she eventually said to me, "It's because you hang out with people your father's age." I was so touched that I literally stayed up that night thinking about the truth in that statement. Most of my friends are like in their late 40s, early 50s, and I really enjoy their company. I think I'm an old soul and have always been. When I was younger, I was always told I'm too mature for my age. And as I get older, I feel that I often have to justify why I hang out with people much older than me. But for me, it's because I can reason with them. They're mature, and also they inspire me because they're more advanced in life. And my partner constantly questions this. Is this weird? Is there anything wrong with having older friends? Are there other listeners, perhaps, who have friends that are older than them? And are these friends of mine... these friends of mine are both male and female. And my family, including my partner, are always shocked, even uncomfortable, with the idea of bringing my old friends around. Regards, Anonymous. Okay, so as I said earlier, I relate to what Anonymous is raising here. I have always had older friends. When I was at university, I had friends that were much older. I had friends, I'm 33 now, turning 34 in August, and I have friends that are in their late 30s. I've got friends that are in their 40s. I've got friends who are 50. And I always have found, so when Anonymous says he's always been an old soul, that's how I've always felt. I've always felt when I'm sometimes hanging out with people that are younger or my age, sometimes the conversation is actually quite boring. It really is. And I find that, when I'm chilling with people that are a little older than me, they're so mature. And also, again, you get inspired, right? You get mentored by them as well. So do you get where Anonymous is coming from here? And he's 29. And he says his partner is now raising questions about the friends of his that are older than him. And the partner recently said it's because you hang out with people that are your father's age during an argument that they recently had. And this Anonymous listener is asking whether there's anything wrong with that. Is that weird? If you yourself have friends that are older than you, send me a WhatsApp voice note. What's the reason for that? Or maybe you are someone who is friends with people that are a lot or a little younger than you. I don't see anything wrong with that. We are adults. We decide who we want to hang around with. We're not always going to be finding fun in hanging around with specific people or people of specific ages. 011-883-0702. Give me a call right now or send me a WhatsApp voice note on 072-702-1702. Maybe you've got advice for Anonymous, or maybe you want to share your own experiences. Do you have older friends? Do you have younger friends? How do you decide on the kind of friends you have? And do you have advice for Anonymous on how to handle this issue? Because it looks like the girlfriend is not entirely happy. It looks like his own family is uncomfortable with the older friends that he brings often at gatherings. 011-883-0702. Let's talk. The WhatsApp line, 072-702-1702.
The Sharing Space
on the Clement Magnatella Show.
702.
Let's go to your WhatsApp voice notes. Let's go to your calls as well. Anonymous is 29 years old. He's got friends that are older than him, but that unsettles his girlfriend and his family members. He says he's always been an old soul. Even when he was young, he was told that he's too mature for his age. And as he got older, he feels like he doesn't even have to justify why he hangs around with people that are much older than him. Is that your experience? Do you find something wrong with that? Let's listen to your thoughts.
Morning, Clement. Interesting one. I feel that Anonymous must just try to strike a balance here. It's okay to chill with his age mates as much as it is okay for Anonymous to chill with older folks. Anonymous must just strike a balance because, yes, there's maturity in the old folks, but then Anonymous can also learn something from his age mates. So I think he must just try to strike a balance. You know, have the best of both worlds. That's how I see it. Namcebo and Binoni, thank you.
Hi, everybody, or every youngster should have a friend that's 6 years old, 16 years old, and 60 years old. For the 6 year old, they can learn from the innocence. For the 16 year old, who thinks they know everything, they can teach them. And from the 60 year old, they can learn from.
Good morning, Clement. You know, it's always best to hang out with mature people, even those who are older than you, because they will, you know, give you, grant you wisdom, you know, they will actually help you to understand life better than the younger ones. I think in Anonymous situation, if she hangs out with the younger ones, the partner is still going to complain. So I think it's best to hang out with the mature people older than you than the young ones. I hang out with people who are more mature than me, than those who are younger than me in life. That's basically what I do, because it helps me a lot than these young ones.
Hey, because young ones can be wild, man, sometimes. Do I have a young friend? Oh, yeah, I do have. I love that voice note that says you must be friends with a 6-year-old, 16-year-old, and a 60-year-old. I guess I also just love learning. Like, I really love learning. I love observing and just sucking on information. And I find that there's a lot that older people, because they've done this for a while, they've been around, they're able to give you advice in terms of your career, you know, some of the things that they've gone through, personal challenges. So that's what I've always appreciated about friends of mine that are older than me. How do you look at it? Let's go to Itumeleng, who is calling us from Pretoria. Itumeleng, good morning.
Hi, Simon. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. So you are 23 years of age?
Yes. So I'm 23, and I have most of my friends are around about the age of 30 or either 27. But I do not regret at all being friends or with them, because one thing that I've noticed, that I've went out recently with a friend, a group of friends of mine from high school, and I did not enjoy anything about it. Because I feel like a lot of people are immature and things are being said that do not make sense. So the reason why I like, obviously, why I enjoy being friends with other older people is that the advice that they give you is very effective in your life. It helps you a lot. As young people, we do go through things that we cannot see inside because we ignore the signs. And when you do have people who are older, they can actually let you know that, hey, listen, I've also went through something similar to this, or I know someone that went through something like this. And then they can give you advice to just tackle the challenges that you come about in life. So I do not regret it. I feel like for Anonymous, being friends that are, having friends that are younger than you or at your age is worse than having friends that are older.
Yeah. Do you find, though, Itumeleng, do you not find that sometimes you feel like you're under pressure to achieve certain things because the people that you hang around with that are much older have been around for a while, so they already have a car, they already have a house, they've got investments here and there. Do you not feel sometimes that that's the pressure that often comes with hanging around such people, because you feel the need to, I want to attain as much, I want to get to their level? What's your experience?
No. Funny enough, no, because one, that motivates me more than it puts a lot of pressure on me. Because currently, I'm basically on the same level they are. I have my own house, I have my own car, I've been working since the age of 19, so I feel like I fit in more with them than I do with my friends, because whenever I'm with people that are the same age group with me, it feels like I'm an overachiever, and which is not what I would like other people to feel like, because it just already happened. So I'm already living a life that's somewhat closer to what the people around my age are, so that's why I feel like it fits in more.
Yeah. Okay, thank you so much, Itumeleng, who is calling us from Pretoria, who's 23 years old and says, I hang around with people that are older than me because of all the reasons that she's giving us. She feels inspired, and sometimes when she's hanging out with people her age, often there's this thought that, oh, you are an overachiever. Let's go to your WhatsApp voice notes on 072-702-1702.
I think Clement, you cannot hang out with old guys. Come on, man. What are they gonna teach you except for the history? The only thing an older friend is gonna teach me is what happened before 1994. That's the only thing they're gonna teach me about the history of our country. Besides that, things are changing. Fourth Industrial Revolution. I have more knowledge than an older friend of mine.
Good morning, Clement. Life has to be balanced. You have to hang up with anyone in life. 60 years, 15, 7. We're learning a lot. We're teaching them something. They are learning something from us. Thank you.
Yeah, look, I really am struggling. Which friend of mine is younger than me? Yo. I mean, I'm thinking about my childhood friends. They were always older, either by 2 years or three, or maybe one is 1 year older. The friends I have made when I was in varsity, the friends I made when I started working, I'm struggling to remember which ones are actually younger than me. I'm always the youngest. And again, this has got nothing to do with anything else but just feeling like those are the people you relate with. Really, they are the people that you relate with. And I don't think we should be ashamed of that. And I've got male and female friends who are older than me. I can't think of any male or female friends of mine that are younger than me. And I don't think we should be ashamed of that. Those are the people we relate with. And that's not to suggest that some of them are not childish or matured for their age, but it is what it is. Sometimes I just feel that the conversations with the younger ones can be quite frivolous and meaningless and sensational. And sometimes you wanna, and yes, I get it, you have to balance this thing. I've got a sister that I talk to, so who is 21 years old. That helps me a bit, no? Does that not count? More WhatsApps.
Hi, Clement. Nani here. Interesting topic. Personally, I believe life is about perspective. I think every generation could actually benefit from having a diverse friend group from an age perspective. People that are older than you, people that are younger than you. Imagine what an interesting and more forgiving and kind world we'd have if we all had friendship groups that were more dynamic age-wise. I think the only problem comes if you're only surrounded by old people and you live your life in accordance to their values and what they do, because then you're also missing out on your youth. That's my view.
Hi, Clement. I used to hang with older people, older than my age, but the thing that I was learning there is just to drink alcohol. free alcohol. So now I distance myself. I said, now let me start hanging with my age mates. Yeah, it is what it is.
Hi, Clement. You must always hang around with people your own age and not be like R. Kelly and Puff Daddy and P. Diddy and those people. Hang around with people your own age and leave the rest of the people alone. Thank you. Bye.
Clemente, way. You know, a friend of mine had a girlfriend who used to have older friends, much older friends, like would be have male and female friends, and then only to find out later that this other male older friend, I think almost twice her age, she was cheating with him. So all along she was calling this older friend the mentor, and all along they were cheating. So I really don't trust this.
But that's an issue of trust. I don't think it has anything to do with the age. That friend could have cheated with someone who was their age. No?